Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Live back on the air. Derek and LP for show number 5 of season 1. How are you today, LP?
I'm doing a little exhausted, you know, like I said off the show. I'm a little exhausted right now.
Yeah. LP feeling a little exhausted. I was feeling a little anxious yesterday, so we got a little anxious exhaustion going on in the team. But we're here, and we're here for you all. So real quick, you can check out our page on Facebook at Unfiltered Radio Podcasting. We share a lot of versatile, cool little stuff there. Right off the bat, I want to say prayers and thoughts go out to the family of Shad Gaspar. He was, I found out he died. He used to be a part of Crime Time for WWE fans. But he was so much more than that. He was a hero. He died a hero as well. A few years ago, there was a video of him breaking up a burglary or robbery of some sort where he threw the assailant to the ground and put him in a rear naked choke. And basically was a hero there. Yeah, I've seen that video from TMZ.
Also, you should find that video and put it on our page.
I certainly will. I will look for it on YouTube. Also, he got ripped away. He was in the ocean swimming with his son, his 10-year-old son, and a riptide ripped him away. And basically what a riptide does, it'll pull you under the water and throw you up and suck you down and take you far out from the land into the deep part of the ocean and drown you and then wash you back up to shore later. That's what happened. However, he made sure that his 10-year-old son was saved first. So when the lifeguards or whoever it was that was saving them or attempting to save them, they got to his son because of the way he had acted. Somehow it got his son closer to safety, but it put him further away from safety, from what I understand. So the riptide came and took him away, and that was the end. So it's very sad. He was very young. I think he was 39. Maybe he was younger, older by a few years. Not sure. Forgot actually. But just a quick thought for Shad Gaspar. I hate when that stuff happens. I was a big fan of Crime Time. Actually, they were cool. But
they were funny guys.
You know,
I love their stuff.
Yeah, I did too. So you know, it's sad, but maybe something good will come. This has been quite the year for deaths and.
Quite the year
in general for everything. This is a year we'll never forget. From the coronavirus to celebrity deaths to LP recently lost someone that he used to talk to quite frequently. So it's a tough year, but you know, hopefully we can all stick together and make something good happen. Didn't mean to ramble on you guys, but just wanted to open with a little softer than usual. But what's on your mind today, LP? Anything interesting?
No, I'm just a little exhausted. I was actually thinking of going to the hospital to feel, because I feel so much like crap and shit like that. I was actually thinking of going to the hospital and everything, but I'm trying to fight it. But I'm actually just fighting it and everything. But, because I know how the hospital is right now. So, I've been to the hospital a lot this year, so but I'm like, nah, let me just fight it.
I got you. So. You know, if you think it's serious, by all means, go have it checked out for sure. And if you think it will ease your mind as well, sometimes we need those little reassurances.
Nah, because there's no pain. You know what I mean?
There's no pain.
I have. Yeah, there's no pain. It's just exhaustion and a little dizziness, stuff like that.
So, yeah, you're thinking with a little rest,
but
you'll be all right?
Probably, yeah. I'm probably going to go to sleep a little early today. or yeah. tonight, actually. But,
well, if something happens that it don't get better, you always have that option.
Yeah, I know. Because my dad, he's too worried. He thinks I'm going
to
die.
Oh, he's ready for you to go?
Yeah, he literally. He's
he's ready for you
to go. Yeah, he's literally freaking.
Yeah.
He's freaking going to die.
I know how it is to worry, man. I worry every little pain in my body that I have. I'm always worried. I have health anxiety. so I worry about every little thing, every little pain that I have in my body. I'm always worried I'm going to have a heart attack, even though my blood work and the doctors say that I'm young and healthy.
No,
I'm good to go.
I fight it. Basically, I fight it.
I
don't worry about the pain. I don't worry about pain. I actually deal with the pain, you know?
Because
I look
I just
at pain
worry that
differently.
I worry that it's a symptom of a problem, a serious problem. So when I have those little pains, it triggers something in my brain that makes me think that I'm, like, the fear of dying. It's a miserable feeling.
Nah, because basically when I have pain, I look at it as pain as basically your nerves are actually working, your body's working. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
you look
that's
at pain
basically
as a
what
good
I look
thing, right?
Yes, I look at pain as a good thing.
Yeah. I wish I could look at it like that. this is something I've always had. This came out of nowhere last fall. It just hit me one day. I'm like, wow, I'm really concerned about this pain. And next thing you know, it became like an everyday battle. And, I don't know why or where or anything. But, it's something that we live with. Prayer and stuff like that is kind of seeming to help. I watched this pastor called Pastor Stevens on on YouTube. It was on the Elevation Church channel or something like that. And he gave this big sermon on anxiety and letting go of the past and all kinds of neat things, and it made me feel really good as I was falling asleep last night. And I'm also getting used to these little naps in the evening, man. It's so easy to get used to naps.
But see, I'm getting used to basically the thing with the meridians that I posted on our page. You know, I mean, I'm working on more with that, you know, because once you clear your meridians and shit like that, your body basically changes, you know?
Okay.
And I'm just working on more with that, you know what I mean? But the thing is, you have to go through so much with that, though. You have to do so much with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy. It's not as easy as it sounds, you know? Basically, meridians, the way I look at it, it's a different word. I mean, a different word to say how to do yoga kind of deal. But it is different. It's not the same. But it's just a different way. That's all that is. I don't know. I think we might have lost Derek, guys. But
are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
You cut out for a second. Yeah, hello?
Oh, I cut out. Sorry. Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah, anybody can check out a meridian part or a meridian chart on Google Images and see all the different meridians that we have running through our body. LP can tell you more about meridians if he wants to. But that's
yeah,
a good
meridians.
Way to find
it. Yeah, they're very. I don't know much. I'm actually learning about it as we go. Basically,
okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm basically all when I look at it on YouTube and read about it and stuff like that. It's basically I'm learning when I deal with it. Basically. That's when I do yoga at home, you know?
Yeah.
I actually do yoga at
home. Yoga's very good. Yoga's very good for you. I need to get back into yoga. I quit doing yoga, and I need to get back into doing it. Because
it's all about
when
connection.
You do it
it's all about connection.
It feels really good. Yeah, yoga's
yeah,
very good
I mean,
for
it,
you.
When you do a connect, when you connect your body and everything, it's a good feeling. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're small, big. You know what I mean? When you connect your body, it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good to be have your body nice and balanced and healthy and strong. Yoga, there's so many different types that there's. I basically tell people there's a type for everybody. I've told people that before, that there's a type of yoga for everybody. If you're into like a workout, you have that, forget what it's called, it starts with a B. But hot yoga is Bikram, I think is what it's called. Bikram. I could be wrong, but I think it's Bikram or Bikram or something. But basically, it's known as hot yoga. And that's when people do it in like a hot, hot environment. And it's kind of like a workout. You sweat a lot. Plus, you're getting your actual stretching and stuff in too from, you know, yoga. And, you know, then you got, of course, like your DDP style fitness aerobic cardio based yoga. And then you got just your simple traditional, you know, let's just work on our forms and poses and things. So you've got all kinds of different types.
Yeah,
and,
that's kind of like some kung fu stuff, basically. I mean, because kung fu is a very,
yeah, it's very similar because kung fu has forms in it as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you. Forms as well in yoga, poses in yoga, poses in kung fu. Yeah, absolutely.
The poses and the forms are basically almost the same. If you look at them, they're almost the same.
Yeah,
they're not
very
the same,
similar,
same, but
they?
Then, yeah, they're very similar. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like
then
one
they,
took one took from the other one.
And then when you look, then you connect the meridians, they all connect. See.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like a version of you connect all your joints and then you connect all your tendons, you connect the body, you know what I mean? Same thing.
Yes. Right.
So.
Yeah. This was a random show, kind of turned into a connecting show.
Yeah.
This is a Derek and LP venting to the world about how we feel show.
Basically.
We hope everybody is staying safe, living good under this pandemic stuff. Hopefully everybody is doing good, just, you know, out there. If you listen in the future, don't forget, you can reach out and communicate with us, send us a message or comment on something or share some of our cool stuff, like our stuff on Unfiltered Podcasting Radio. On YouTube or on Facebook,
and we'll be getting a YouTube soon, a YouTube page.
Yeah, we're going to hit all the social medias. Just bear with us. Got about 2 minutes left in this show, and next time we will be on air is what is today?
I mean, today's Thursday. This show was actually supposed
tomorrow.
To be yesterday.
This show was supposed to be yesterday, but we didn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're doing it today. So tomorrow we'll do another show.
Exactly.
We'll try to come up with a topic for you guys.
Exactly.
So that we're not so boring. But yeah. We hope everybody's doing good. And say our goodbyes.
All right. Well,
anything else to
90
add?
Seconds left. It's going to be 60 seconds in a minute. So, guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have a talk.
Alrighty, I'm Derek, SLP, and we hope that you all find peace and tranquility and have a great day, and a great evening, and a great night. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Peace out, people.